Welcome to Roll for Regret with Helen, Sarah, and V.
Wow, and you just said my name like it meant nothing to you.
That's because it means nothing to me. Sorry. Someone who wants to do the summary? Me?
That'll be, yeah, you're already talking. Go for it.
Sick,
you
well...
You seem to be on a roll.
I wasn't. Roll for Regret! Oh! What happened last week? I think I sold my ship, and that was pretty cool, and I got a lot of money, and then I threatened a chick, and then
threatened
we,
a gnome.
I wanted, yeah, threatened that chick.
Last week,
kinda, I think
the party had broken in, not so much stealthily infiltrated the Stone Circle, what you have discovered.
I guess that matters.
A group of drow, by the looks of things, that seem to be talking about some kind of nefarious plot. You're not quite sure. There's been talk of summonings and crossing dimensions.
Yeah, they got one fucking bag of holding.
But you know, Gilwyn's only focused on finding his bag of holding, because that's all that drives that
boy. I need
boy.
Something
Material
to hold
games.
Me. I need something to hold me.
Yeah, okay. Good luck being held by the bag of holding.
You also threatened to kill
I think,
that
I think... Kaina will
I
hold you.
I implied I was going to kill her. I didn't threaten.
I think Kaina will hold you because in your your anti-threat towards her, you really just rolled real good on your freaking persuasion and your charm. So she now has something of a crush on you.
Let's stop making it about me.
She revealed. Temperance did things as well.
She undid the damage that Gilwyn did when Gilwyn stabbed the dude.
And then you wasted.
You
like,
still don't know if that was a good thing or not, but here we are.
What? Not
that
killing
dude.
Him or killing him?
Yeah,
oh,
just fine. Leaving him be.
He's a little bitch.
Well,
oh
like,
my god. Okay.
And here you guys
are. We're gonna go meet that Leori chick.
Okay. Yes, I was getting to that. You guys are now currently traveling along. However, first, I keep calling you guys. You don't have a party name.
No.
What is to be done about this?
Gilwyn and the girls.
There's one.
Gilwyn girls?
Gilwyn girls!
The Gilwyn girls.
We learn about life, love, and relationships.
My plan for the fucking... I mean, I'm sorry, I'm swearing at everyone. My plan is to get anybody listening, anybody interested, having cool ideas. You guys know what they can be named? We don't. They clearly suck at it.
Tweet at us at Roll for Regret. Tell me that I'm shit. Fight me on Twitter. Hashtag
start
your
a hate war with Sarah.
Hashtag your weapon. Mine's a shillelagh.
So here we are. You guys need your team name. Tweet at Roll for Regret to get a team name. Maybe. I mean, we're just gonna trial them out. So who knows what we will call you guys next week. Or in a few weeks.
In a few... Whenever this comes out.
Whenever this comes out. I realize that this does not come out tomorrow, so...
You may have to wait several weeks.
Several weeks.
Or months, depending
look,
on...
I'll put a tweet out. We can tweet on Roll for Regret. Blah, blah, blah. Anywho. You guys are currently... En route towards... Satsu's Den. As... the Crooked Anchorage. Kaina has informed you that Leora will likely not be there at this time. So she says, let's just go hang out in Satsu's Den, guys. Let's go to Satsu's Den.
I don't really
den.
Know why we need that Leora in A at all.
Because she... I mean, did you hear what the guy said?
I know something about... Well, she gave him the bag and now it's not with her, so what the fuck's her use?
Well, you guys wanted to go see her. I'm just following the lead, you know? I don't know if this is her voice. I hope so.
We wanted to go...
I think she was actually a bit Irish. Okay.
Yeah, we wanted to go talk to Leora.
What a shame.
Because we need information.
I guess the spooky bag.
Anyway, that's the recap. You guys are en route towards Satsu's Den.
Mm-hmm.
You've been buckling? Romping through the streets. Sort of jangly, as you guys kind of do with Temperance jangling about. And you are heading towards a small alley nook building, and you don't quite know what lies ahead, but kinda seems quite focused on it.
There we go. I remembered the music today.
Is the speaker on?
It's not even playing.
That was really loud.
That is the jaunty walk music. I feel like I'm in the future.
It's a jaunty walk. You guys are having a jaunty walk.
Holding hands, skipping along.
I feel like I've learned how to do bubble letters.
Birds, flowers.
Bubble letters with highlighters.
Yes. Wow, you guys are having a montage on how to do flowers.
Almost like
eyes.
We weren't in a weird satanic ritual place.
Guys, we're just in the back alley now.
No, but before that, pre that. So anyway, we're going to this place because you're saying it's okay.
Yeah, this is a good place to,
Is it the same kind of good place as the shop you took us to?
What do you mean?
You know how. You with... Hello?
That's just the magic shop we have here. That is what we got. That is all. I can't remember her fucking voice. I'm getting there. Give me a moment.
It's fine. She's baffled. It's fine.
She's always just confounded by your beauty.
Right. Pretty much the best. No! Oh my god.
Anyway. He's dying breath.
Pretty much the best. On my gravestone.
Oh my god.
Pretty much the best.
Actually, I want a whole entire monument. Please.
Like your own mausoleum.
No, so, like that big stick thing they've got in Washington.
Oh my god.
Like that, but bigger.
So eventually, when we do get your folding ship, will it have pretty much the best?
Oh my god, thing? Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm going to love that ship.
You
so
can name
good.
It the SS pretty much the best.
No, because I'm pretty much the best.
Oh, so the ship isn't?
Doesn't matter, we're going to
the
place.
It'll be a GM, pretty much the best.
We're going to the bar, let's have a rompy stomp time going on.
It's a happy, fun little rompy stomp.
I'm gonna roll perception. I got 15 plus some fucking numbers, let's go.
You see a sort of...
19. 19 perception. Good. Oh, I'm proud. Good job.
You guys approach a building. Obviously, this is a sort of alley sort of situation. With not so much any loud noise or anything. But
certainly not jaunty anymore.
Certainly not jaunty anymore, no. You shut the fuck up. You didn't like that music, so I changed it to something. Yeah, there's some music, I guess.
It was like all sunshine, butterflies, and rainbows, and then we turned the corner. It was just complete dark.
Hold the temperance, I'm scared.
Okay, then. Wait, what?
What?
Okay. You come to this small doorway, and it's kind of like, you've seen such things before. It just looks like a great, an ornate sort of metalwork structure, like a screen door without the screen. It's like a little cage thing that you walk in through. I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a wrought iron door. That's just
yeah,
great.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like pretty fucking...
Much the best.
Go on.
I'll stop.
An archway?
Slam your face down. I'm gonna curb stomp Gilwyn. Bam.
No. Slam all we want.
This magical foot comes out of nowhere and just stomps on the
Yeah, so it's just a wrought iron door. That's
so
fine.
Is it actually a door or is it an archway?
It's, at the moment, it's an archway, but it looks like it closes.
It's got a gate. It's what some would say, a gate.
Yes, but it is entirely the whole entrance to this little nook.
What?
And you see inside, you smell, rather, first, a heavy bouquet of just spices and sort of cinnamony, clove, allspice sort of smell. And you see the source of the smell is coming from a pipe held by a... You think it's an imp at first, but it turns out to be just a very, very small tiefling. About the size of Kaina. With sort of human-y proportions, just very small. This is you think it's a halfling.
I believe they're not it's.
Okay, thank you very much, Gilwyn.
Respect the imp person.
Yes, okay, you see this impish figure. It's a halfling, frickin', it's a small-ass tiefling, bitch. Mm-hmm. And he is just smoking this little pipe.
Cool. That's great. I'm happy for him. I hope it's delicious.
So he notices your approach.
So is it just him? In this bar?
This isn't a bar.
Wait, this is where...
You're at the entrance.
Oh, okay.
You haven't actually gone through the
doorway. Oh, it's like a whole, like, are you cool enough to come in kind of thing.
Yes, fine. We're heading into the settlement.
Fine, alright. I'm going to wait. Take fucking what's-her-face's lead. Kaina's lead.
Alright, Kaina just approaches the small gentleman and just says, hey, are we right to go in? And then he's just like, yeah.
I'm really glad that you have
it. I'm trying to do like slow surfer dude voice.
Entry A-okay. Cool.
Okay. Get on in.
Fantastic.
Like grayish skin and just like smiles at all three of you, enjoying himself immensely.
Can I like nature check the fucking smoke or something?
I mean, sure, if you want to.
I don't know what kind of check that would be. Smell? Insight? Well, I'm checking the smell of the smoke, not him. I don't give a fuck about him.
Yeah, but like, you want to know if you identify the smoke, right?
I think that would be a nature.
Yeah.
Okay, give it a nature.
Wait, insight check is like, is this smoke lying to me? I don't think it is. I got go on nature, that's like a 10. I don't know. I'm sus on it.
That is nice smelling smoke, and you enjoy it. Roll constitution.
Cool. Oh, fuck. 17 plus some numbers.
Hey, you feel good.
19.
You just enjoy the smell. It's good.
I'm going to take my little bandana and just drop it down in front of my face.
Wow, really?
I don't trust this shit. I don't know what the fuck she's taking.
Oh my god.
I'm a gentle flower. I don't want to get drugged up.
You enter.
My precious body.
You find at the end of this small little walkway, there's a few plants, a few potted plants, and leaf and greenery just draping in through with fernery and things.
Good.
I'm sure that came up perfectly.
Thank you.
On the recording.
There's someone in the distance opening a can.
As you approach a small dark wood door with just really nicely engraved words on this little plaque on the front, says Satsu's Den. Like, oh, actually, I don't think you do, Gilwin. You haven't heard shit about it.
Yep.
Roll a history.
La di da.
Yeah, roll history.
Temperance knows something Gilwin doesn't.
History. That's a 10.
I'm gonna insert
you. See, like, this sounds familiar, but you can't pick it. Turns out you were really drunk when you were told of this place.
Correction, she was tipsy.
Tipsy, okay, whatever.
I would have said she was horny.
You should calm down, Gilwin.
Is it written? Is there a sign on it?
Yeah, it says Satsu's Den.
In common?
Yeah.
Okay.
Satsu's Den, that's a name.
It's not infernal or anything.
That's what
it's
I was wondering. If it was in written in infernal.
And you, as you enter, you think, wow, that should have been written in infernal, as suddenly the smell of a different sort of more spices and chilies and like this really rich sort of, there's a slight floral note to it, bouquet just like hits you as you enter, and you just see this bar is this like little bar, sort of like a lounge, is just decked out in tieflings, and there are just tieflings everywhere.
Why the fuck have we gone to? What the fuck? Is she a tiefling? Is Kaina a tiefling?
No, Kaina's a gnome.
So is it just all tieflings? Or just,
well, it's mostly.
Or just more?
Roll
perception.
Yeah,
roll perception.
I'm a green dice.
I got
a
16 plus 4, so it's 20.
Yeah,
18.
Yeah, you both see a lot of tieflings. It's about 80% tieflings. It's not busy.
It's about 80% tieflings.
Occasionally there'll be a drow, a elvish person, halflings even. It's just, you know, the mix, but mostly tieflings.
Okay.
This establishment clearly caters to a tiefling clientele.
Temperance, like, very excitedly taps on Gilwin's shoulder. They look, there's more of me.
No shit. There's a lot
there's
of tieflings. Well, no, not a lot of tieflings, but they definitely, you know, exist. What, do you think you're special? Come on.
No, I've just never seen many people like me before. This is literally the first time I've seen anyone else other than me who look like me.
Except for that guy who sold you. Anywho.
No, it's like this entire time.
This trip.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's great for temperance.
Well.
Temperance the tiefling.
Go get yourself a souvenir cup or something.
I don't know, a souvenir photo.
I don't know if they have photos.
A drawing. Painting, a drawing?
Painting. Go stand for 6 hours. Come for you later.
As you look around, you see tables, a small, looks like a two-piece sort of duo playing some instruments in the back. You see like a double bass and a piano and things. There is a small bar, but everything's kind of just very low-lit and woody tones of the make of everything in here. The occasional more embellished fixture, but it's not too ritzy or anything. It's certainly not as dressed up as the Stone Circle was. This looks more casual, and people are just sitting around having good conversations, like quiet spoken conversations, and there are some people playing what looks like some kind of gambling or cards.
Was the Stone Circle the place we went to just before and we stabbed a guy?
Yes.
Okay, stabbed a guy. Stabbed, what's his name? I don't even know.
Him with Aeon.
Okay, alright.
Alright. Kinda heads over to a small table in one of the far corners. It's not very, like, this establishment can clearly hold more people, but it's not very packed.
Well, it's like midday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not really packed at this time of day.
Day drinking.
Day drinking! There isn't really anyone drinking, not that you can real, or not that you understand. You see the occasional hooker, so hooker as in, like,
hooker. Get me some hookers.
You don't see any hookers. One or two hookers, and people just kind of lazing around, sitting around on some pillows and cushions and just having a little chat over a pipe or two.
So Temperance asks Kaina, so are we meant to meet Leora here, or are we just...
No, we're killing... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not Kaina, but we're killing time until she's at the place we're supposed to go to.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Unless you want to explain that differently, Kaina.
No, that's pretty much it. This is just a nice place during the day. It's quiet and it's
Do you know people here?
I know a foo?
Okay.
a few!
Okay. Alright. Well, cool. This is really true to my experience of life, is sitting in a place waiting for the thing.
What would you rather prefer to do then?
What would you rather prefer to do?
Well, honestly, I would love to have that bag of holding, and then I'd like to get my folding ship, and then that's pretty much me good.
But we need to wait for Leora.
I know! So I'm gonna sit here and bitch about it. No, I'm gonna fucking, I don't know. Let's play a getting to know you game or something. I don't know. What do you wanna do? What do you wanna do? I've got no plans. You seem to care more about this place being all infernal.
I'm just happy to see more.
Go talk to some people, you fucking loser.
I see how it is.
Go, do you want me to, okay, can I look around?
Yes, you can look around.
I want to look for, like, someone who looks fucking lonely. Oh, that's a 10. Probably not great. Like someone on their own.
There is a few people, some people look like they're waiting, some people are just drinking a little cup of coffee or some kind of hot beverage alone, over by the bar. Because there are stools up near the bar. The house staff will occasionally chat to them. And
go talk to the bartenders and get yourself a free drink. How about that? Objective gained.
But I already drank yesterday.
Guess what? Okay. All right. You can get water, but I'm just saying, if you want to go learn about your people, go... Do you want me to go learn about your people and I'll come tell you? How's that? That's called a joke. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I feel like a fucking parent trying to set up a fucking, like, play date. Okay. I am going to be like, hey, Sailor! At one of the lonely looking dudes, but trying to look like it's her saying it.
Okay, so roll performance.
That's not very good.
Ooh, that's like a 12.
Hey, Sailor!
Oh, fuck.
I'm Temperance.
And I'll turn around.
And Tempest is going to look at you really
confused. People turn around. Some tieflings and other folk will just turn around and just be like,
Tempest is pointing.
The sun.
And then they speak to each other.
Tempest is just
the
pointing at
Gilman.
People
sitting on their own are just, they don't even, they hear you. And they just don't.
I'm shy.
They don't even. There's a man sitting closest to you alone, drinking from a, like, some kind of dark, you think maybe it's an espresso liquid, from a small glass cup.
What an edgy coffee shop. Come on.
He's gone. He's a tiefling. Did you want to try to hail him over?
Shh.
I don't do it.
Okay,
you can go slip over next to him. He's sitting at a table. There's an extra, there's a spare seat.
I won't even stab Kaina unless she asks.
Okay. So Temperance gets up and she kind of like slowly walks over to the guy.
I'm gonna enjoy this. He's got this ashy sort of bloodless looking face. Like, he looks very like pale and...
Oh, Jesus.
But he has like jet black hair and horns coming out. Like his white pale horns are sticking out from his black hair. It looks... He's very like contrasting, but he's like... He's dressed sort of in common clothing, and he seems pretty buff.
Pretty buff?
These are what's important to me.
To you? Okay.
Yeah. A buff and thing. He's drinking this, like, small, rich-looking, you think might be an espresso, and it smells very heavily of coffee.
Okay. So she's going to walk up to the side of the table, but, like, in his... view.
You're gonna just stand there and look aloof?
No. She's just gonna walk up. She's just gonna, like, kind of give a small, like, hello. Do you mind if I sit down?
Sure.
And, yeah, so she sits down. It's like, hi. So, I'm Temperance. How are you?
Hey, I'm Adair. What's up?
So, how do you spell that?
A-D-A-I-R.
Imagine if you were like that with people you just meet.
Just like take out a book. So, how do you spell it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm Adair.
It's
what can I help you with? What can I help you with?
Oh, pardon the intrusion. I'm quite new to this place, you know, and I was told that...
To the den, or...?
No, to this place in general. I haven't actually travelled very
city.
Far. Yes,
was
yes.
Yesterday.
Are you here, Gilman?
No. I'm sitting like the table over. Yeah. I'm just talking shit in the background.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So I'm relatively new to the area, and I was recommended this place. And I was just wondering, you know, would you recommend getting anything, or, you know, could you tell me about the place? Just anything, really.
Any rumors lately?
He turns back towards the barkeep and just like nods at his drink and points at it. And then he looks back at you and he's like, this is good. You'll like this.
So what is it?
It's just like, it's really heavy espresso.
Wow.
Okay, that's cool.
It's good. You look a bit tired. I think you might enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I got up really early this morning. And then she like points over to Gilwyn. She's like, friend over there, we stole the ship.
Oh, friend.
Let me just wink. Hello.
He just nods and just turns back to you. I was just taking some time out here for lunch before I head out. I'm traveling over to Ostheimer, actually. So, it's gonna be a long trip ahead of me.
I totally understand that. We also had a very long trip over here. Weren't really expecting it to be as quick, but definitely quite a fair distance away from where...
So where'd you come from?
We came all the way from the desert, actually. I forgot the name of the desert.
Would you like to roll?
Antos, desert of Antos.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like, you know.
And he shuffles down there and he pulls out a little map.
He pulls out a map.
Google Maps.
He's a traveler, sir. He just like pulls up a little map. So he's like, you're from there?
Yeah, all the way down here.
How'd you get here?
Well, long story short, we...
Boat?
No, Yes, technically we did travel in the boat. Technically.
Technically.
Distant subgill.
Yes, so we were on the boat when we travelled, but we travelled via teleportation through a portal of the magical mirror. And that's how we got here.
Oh, I think I've heard about that.
Yeah, no, just like all the way, and she kind of like gestures, and so she thinks for a moment, and she's like, that way, up on the mountain, with the little temple thing. They have a mirror, and it's
I've heard that there was a way. I prefer the sea. I like the ocean. It's good. I know what I'm doing on it.
Yeah, well, I haven't. I thought that we would be going to the ocean, but you know there were. Wasn't really much ocean where we were, but we were on a ship, so it was halfway there. I would still like to go see the ocean though.
Well,
Yawn sobbing in the distance.
Kind of just patting him.
I'm staying here like a little while, but did you want to come down to the docks when I kick off later?
Sure, that would be cool. I'd love to go see the ships. It depends. I'll hold it. I'll keep that in mind.
Anywho, so is there a big tiefling community over where you're from?
Not exactly. So this is it's pretty much why I got recommended to this place. Like, before I came here, I was pretty much the only one there.
Oh, that sucks.
not overly so. You know, people were generally pretty okay about me being around, but. It was definitely nice coming over here and seeing more people like me.
Yeah, you should head over to Priory. It's like a community of us over under the mountain, like over kind of on the mountain, but you know, I come back to visit the family every now and then, you know.
Oh, so you're from here?
Yeah. I'm from here.
Can I perception check his hands?
Yes. Perception check what?
16. Is he married?
No. Not by the looks of it. There's no ring.
Gilwyn? He said come see the family. I was making sure she's not being a homewrecker. I'm totally listening. I've got nothing else going on.
Alright, cute.
Also making sure that she's not fucking talking shit about what we're like any kind of.
You rolled enough perception so you can hear in general just the whole conversation. Your keen knife ears.
Don't. That's racist.
I know.
that's racist.
That's a racist thing I said about you, elf.
I'm like a butter knife ear, though, because my ears are
small. Butter knife ears? Small one?
Cheese knife.
Cheese knife, yeah. Cheese knife.
Anyway, yeah. I just caught up with them. I traveled down this morning. I'm just having a break before I head out.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely go have a look around in the settlement and, I'll have a wander. I'm a bit of a tourist today, so.
Did you have an introduction name?
Yeah.
Alright.
Her name's Temperance. Man.
Hello.
Okay. Sounds back to you. Side eyes, Gilwyn.
Glaring at Gilwyn.
Just eavesdropping so blatantly.
Yep.
Roll a stealth. See how blatant you are.
Oh, it's cocked.
Ooh.
I got a 9.
Good.
They're all natural twos.
You're kind of you're like this. You're like got your ear pointed towards them and are eyeing them in the corner of your eye every so often.
It's
you
like,
think you're being real subtle, but it's really awful.
It's like a camera angle and it shows like the two Temperance and Adair. And then just out of the frame, like you see this ear kind of slide in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Last time I left you alone, you almost got fucking. Who knows what happened to your virtue?
Are you her guardian?
No, we're just traveling buddies.
Whoa, calm down.
Then he just points between the two of you, and it's like a knowing point. A waitress brings over.
I'm very gay. Don't worry, darling.
A waitress brings over.
Persuasion. Deception? I don't even know
persuasion?
What that
is. Persuasion? I thought you were just
no, that
pan.
Would,
I am trying
everything.
To make it look like so I'm not.
That would be deception. Yeah.
Deception.
If it's a lie.
Give me.
I'm going to roll use a luck.
You really?
How many lucks? Yeah. This is important to me.
Okay.
Let me check.
No, this, it's all...
I don't think I used any locks in that last battle. Whatever.
Don't mark them down, but I'll give this to you.
Alright, cool. That was a 24.
He's like, oh. And then he's like, points at him, and then back to you.
Oh.
With like a raised eyebrow.
This is really awkward.
Temperance kind of like from like while Adair is looking at you, she's looking at you and she's like, she shrugs.
The waitress gives you a small coffee, a small little espresso coffee.
Okay. So she'll like
have a good smell.
It's
a very strong, rich sort of, there's also a slight sweetness to it. It's like really heavy coffee smell. how are you, Gilwyn?
I've made a hole for myself. I'm just a really good friend of hers, and I'm just really, really happy because she's having a nice time. You seem like a nice guy. I want to just, make sure she's okay, because I'm very protective of my good friend. So, I mean, if you want to, that's fine. But that's not what I'm asking. I'm good.
Kinda's just really, like... You look down because Kaina's sitting next to you and she's just like looking a bit embarrassed and hiding her mouth and hands like in her hands and just kind of like looking down.
Yep, welcome to the world, Kaina. I'm just saying that I'm not out to fuck this guy.
And then she glares up at
the dad. Anyway, I'm just saying that I'm just protective of her because I care deeply for her, but in a very platonic, not bits and bits way. Cool. I'm gonna slide back away.
Yeah. Just be like,
I'm gonna put a gold piece on the table, but this is for your drinks. Out.
Temperance is just like, thanks, Gilwyn. Right. It's okay.
God bless. She heals me really well. I really do.
Nice.
I'm talking about Kaina. Temperance is a really good healer. I'm just trying to keep. I'm trying to keep it cool.
She says anything, she just raises her hands.
Oh, fuck. Can I perception check her little dumb face?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, fuck. Natural 2.
Six. Oh my god.
She's got a face.
She's got a face,
maybe.
It's pretty, right? God, it's hard being me. Flirting with everyone by accident. Continue.
Temperance kind of like dismissively waves at Adair and is like, it's okay. He means well. We've just run into some weird encounters.
Huh. And so he's What's your party name?
Gilwyn and the gays. She's not gay. She's gay. Shit. Oh,
Tamron is just like, Gilwyn, stop, please.
I'm gonna put the bandana back over my face. I just like to be the center of attention. I'm so sorry.
Oh God.
I started in my childhood.
Adair,
go on. You can talk to me. I'm not going
to do that. Adair just looks towards you and is just like, well, I'm feeling a bit embarrassed.
I'm really sorry about that. It's don't mind him. So anyway, and then she like looks at the little, is it like a small espresso cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's glass. It's like a crystal project.
Yeah, and then so she kind of looks at it.
It's pretty enough. Sorry? It's real pretty enough. Anyway,
it's very pretty. She looks at it and it's like, so is there any way, like, is there any specific way that you drink this, or do you just drink it straight up?
You can just sip at it when it's hot, or you can just wait till it's cooled down, and then just skull it if you want. That's how I know them being drunk.
Okay, she's just gonna hold it? Is it like, really hot, or is it,
it's pretty warm. It's like, around about 60 degrees.
Plus you're tiefling, so like you've got resistance to heat. So
I know, but like this being a tiefling place, could be like extra hot.
It's just 60 degrees. It's like your average espresso temperature.
Okay. So she's gonna like.
Oh shit! She's getting coffee.
Nice. That's good. It's good coffee. How about just roll constitution? Because like, if it's your first time tasting coffee, have you tasted coffee before?
Maybe. That's a 10.
That's a 10. All right. You're not used to coffee, and you kind of. Ooh, it's bitter, is just the first thing that comes to your mind.
So it's bitter, but, like, it still tastes
It's bitter, nice. But it's, like, got bitter. A lush, full body, nice flavour to it. I'm a coffee snob, sorry.
I cannot believe we're having fucking this happen. You're, like, talking. Like, let me describe to you all the food, all the textures and tastes.
And also all the political feelings of everyone around you.
So she drinks it. She's like, it's a little bit bitter. I don't think I've had anything like this before.
Oh, well, it's just an espresso. But the beans are, they're grown here on the island. So
okay,
really
so
nice.
Locally. Okay, that's nice.
You know, the produce here is really nice. Gilwyn's standing.
Gilwyn is
space. Beautiful. Kaina kind of looks towards you and just pulls out her own little pipe, lights it, and then offers you a drag.
I'm straight edge, sweetheart. Don't give me drugs.
And she just like brings it back. It has like a drag on it. It's just like, it's just tobacco.
That's a drug.
I'm okay.
Is that a weed?
Is that a weed? I'm gonna call 911. No, I don't want anything. My lungs are as precious as the rest of me.
Okay.
I totally smoke. I just don't want to smoke right now. Stop. You're embarrassing me.
I totally smoke. I'm just not doing it right now.
She's trying to impress me. Being like, look, I smoke. I'm gonna get myself some really fancy tea with the kind of like with the flowers that bloom in it and shit.
Just halo or someone. a young woman, tiefling. She's got really small horns. She looks more human than tiefling. She comes over and she's just like, she's wearing a little apron. She's like, hey, what's up? Hey, what can I get ya?
Oh, Jesus. All right. I want a tea with the kind of the flowers that go and when hot water, you know?
Like a blooming tea?
Yes, sounds like fun.
We don't have any blooming tea.
Fine. Bring me the tea that sucks the least.
No.
Black tea, ideally. How about that? Is that
all right?
Is that
yeah,
better?
I can get you a black tea. Did you want Earl Grey? What is like? What are you talking about here?
I don't know. Just whatever the
okay,
fuck. Like, I mean, I'm guessing you have like some kind of specific ones to the region. I might as well try that. How about that?
All right, sure. Well, I mean, they're all kind of specific, but
what
yeah.
Would you have a name? Would you like to give me a name, just so I know who I'm referencing to?
Oh, myself.
I mean, sure.
But, okay. I am Sarai. I'm Sarai. Oh my god, sorry. I'm so flustered.
Well, it's okay, Sarai.
You're just so handsome.
Just so handsome. Well, how about you just start me off with the tea? Kinda, what do you want?
She is like, what? You wanna buy me something?
Well, I've already bought you a dress. What else do you want?
She blushes incredibly deeply red. And then she says, you'll be fine.
You're just gonna be fine. Just bring two cups in a large teapot, and that's great. Thank you, Sarai.
She's got the ivory face.
Nice. Let's get you this tea.
Thank you so much. It's so appreciated. I sang the most.
Your conversation is kind of a little bit. What would you like to be talking
small
about with Adair? Yeah, you guys are very small talky right now. Want to talk about anything? Family. Like at his number, like what's that?
A number.
His teleportation coordinates.
Coordinates, yeah.
His ship name.
So I'm gonna say like for the sake
ones.
Of sake of time, like she's just gonna like ask him about, you know, his travels and just like any stories and stuff like that.
All right, you find out he's fought some kind of magical water creature before. That's pretty cool. Whilst traveling on the
was it a water wind?
You don't know. While traveling on the Tumen Sea, you're too busy ordering tea. You find out his vote's called Zarya's Pride.
Pride, yes.
And he just warns you that the open, lush forest of this place sometimes houses wild beasts. And you kind of laugh and just say, yeah, we kind of encounter those ourselves.
Oh, funny story. Speaking of which.
And he just, yeah, he's just laughing with you and just talking about,
She's like got her legs crossed over and she's like doing the little posh thing with the, like, the saucer and she's like drinking.
Adorable. Roll just a general charisma.
General charisma. Ooh. That's a natural one.
Oh my god.
See,
that one was good. That was an 18.
You know which dice to use now, buddy. Send one to dice jail.
That is Sariel's ones.
Well, you're
Tempest's
using the wrong dice on the wrong character. There's a freaking problem.
Gilwyn's like magical princess fairy dice.
No, it's okay. He kind of finds your awkwardness a little bit charming. But
she has awkward charm. Makes sense.
You kind of come over as awkward. And he looks outside and says, I better head off now. Did you want to accompany me to the docks?
Temperance.
That sounds so dodgy. Yeah, anyways.
She kind of like looks back at Gil and looks at him and say, sure, why not? I'll be back. I'll be back, Gil.
Do you tell Gil when you just walk out?
No, yeah, so like she like kind of leans to go.
I'm guessing this has been like talking and I've had my tea.
You have received your tea with Kaina.
Yeah.
And the waitress has put a little flower in the teapot because you wanted blooming tea. So along with the loose leaf, there's just a flower kind of floating in there.
I'm timid.
But you like it. It's just black tea.
Don't you tell me what I like.
Okay, well, it's just black tea.
I've got no standards. It's fine. I just pretend like I'm fancy. So I'm guessing that in that time I've had time to drink it because I had the conversation about this whole like water fight thing. All right. Well, I'll pay. Well, how much was the tea?
I would say like
a few silver.
Yeah, I would say about 15 silver for,
well, me and
the whole table's sick.
All right, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I'm gonna pay and then I'm gonna sneak after them.
Oh, okay. Do you tell Kaina?
Hey, Kaina, we're gonna go on an adventure.
All right.
Can you be quiet?
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Yeah. Well, make sure you do it.
Oh my fucking god.
She's just like, just rolls her eyes in a sort of, why do I like this guy?
It's kind of still in her little, like, summer dress.
Yes. She's looking kawaii as fuck. Kawaii shit.
I need to find a better way to keep track of my money. I might just get, like, a fucking app to, like, just do my money. Because, like, it's just because it changes so much. Mm. Look it up. All right.
You should buy him one of those, like, straw.
That's Gilwyn talking. Gilwyn's like, I really need an app for my money.
For stealth, I got, like, 15.
Roll perception.
6.
Well, fucking Adair can't see shit. He's too involved in chatting to you on the way out.
It's a very pleasant chat.
It's a very pleasant chat. You guys kind of just strolling.
I want to clarify. In like a distant kind of way, not like in a creepy way. I'm not, it just, because she's going off with some random dude to the fucking docks. That sounds dodgy as shit. Fuck, man.
Well, Temperance is very trusting.
Gilwyn is
so
very, very just
on it. I've taken girls to the docks before. It doesn't go well. I'm like protective dad.
Oh my god.
Dad 76. Dad 76 and Diva.
Oh my god, yes.
I guess I could just hold my hands
up. As you approach the docks where the ships are held.
My kills too.
Some kills. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
I don't really have, like, full cards.
You see, a small little, ship. Oh, is a schooner a small ship, or is that a big one?
A sloop.
Well, the sloop was the size of Gilwyn's one.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say it's the size of a sloop. It's a few, sloop. Just a few crew.
Sloop.
You see, Adair pulls on a hat, and he's just like, it was great meeting you, Temperance. It was great meeting you, Temperance. I forgot how I did his voice. I did something with my throat to make it sound different.
She's like, it was very nice meeting you as well.
And he just cuffs your arm. You know how when people
the forearm. Yeah,
he just like grabs your forearm for a moment. And just smiles. He's like, I hope I can see you again. Will you be in town soon? For long, I should say.
Yeah, we'll be here for a while. And it's like, oh, hang on. And then she takes off her amulet. Her necklace, the symbol of Dollara, because she's got many of those. And she gives it to him, and he's like, guidance on your safe travels.
And you see his cheeks, like, there is some blood coming into his cheeks. He's a pale fox, he's just, like, a little bit,
And she's like, don't worry, I got many of those.
And he just takes it and puts it around his own neck and just, like, smiles at you. There's that awkward little silence. Like, he kind of wants to, like, initiate further, but he's respectful and he's just not.
How much a piece was?
He's just waiting for you to initiate. But...
Oh my god!
They've already like
rolled perception to read the conversation, to like read the atmosphere.
Right. Oh, that's good. That's 23.
Alright. sort of, he just kind of leans closer with his arm on your elbow. His hand on your elbow.
Okay, well, she just gives him a hug. She gives him a hug.
And he just, once he hugs you, he just claps his hands together. I was like, okay, I'll be on my way then. Hope to see you again when I make port again here. Bye, Temperance.
So, goodbye, safe travels.
Oh my god. Roll perception.
Me or Gilwin?
You.
Me?
Roll stealth, Gilwin.
That is a 19.
I got... Oh, fucking Christ. 24. Okay, you don't see Gilwin. Gilwin breaking down in the alleyway. Just like watching all that happen. Kyner is just kind of watching.
Well, Temperance didn't
think. Curious, but also just a little bit embarrassed by the whole situation.
Maybe I was just making sure I wasn't going to kidnap her. And I had to watch that fucking awful display.
Well, Temperance didn't think anything bad of it. She thought it was fine.
Good.
So she turns around, heads all the way back. She heads back on her way. She's pretty happy.
Did you want to roll? Did you want to try to sneak into the lounge before them, Gilwin?
What lounge? The one where we just left?
Yeah.
So she's coming back?
Yeah, she just still doesn't know you're stalking her.
Part of me's like, just pretend that I've vanished, be a dick. But yeah, I'll try and sneak back in before she sees. Look, I just have worries about her. I got an 8 plus 7, so 13, I think.
20.
8 plus 7 is 13, yeah.
I also got a 13.
You both, God, it's annoying when you guys stay on me like this, fuck.
I'm awkwardly, leaving, I'm outside, but, I'm not, I'm just...
Yeah, you got your hand, you're just kind of...
Where am I?
In the doorway as Temperance sees you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened, you two.
Oh, hey, Gilwin, were you going somewhere?
Yes, I was going to go away from this. I was actually really worried about where you went, so I was actually going to come see if I could find you, because you were certainly gone for a very long time.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just walked with him over to his ship, and he left. And
how did that go?
It's very nice. He was a nice person.
Was nice? Nice?
No.
Okay, then you're terrible at reading people. Do you want to insight check me?
For sure, alright. Well, insight. I don't think she can. Yeah, she can never insight check Gilwin. That was a 3 plus 7. That's a 10. She has a 7 on insight, but she can never read Gilwin.
I'm not reception.
I'm going to say it. The afternoon that has happened. It's around about 6 o'clock in the evening now.
Well, now we've had our beautiful, awkward time of me sitting with Kyna, totally just sitting here and drinking tea and having a
lot. How was it?
You guys chatted a little bit.
She probably, I imagine she was asking me lots of questions / talking, but I was just like, yes.
Yeah, you're kind of
very dismissive.
I'm doing my math for my gold.
Still?
Literally that's what I'm currently doing. I may as well.
I think it's 5.
Gilwin's counting his coins whilst kind
of doing the mathematics.
I got a little
I think it's 5 or 10 silver to a 1 gold.
Yes, but how much gold to a platinum?
Cool.
See, that's where I'm lost.
Why don't you just leave it at gold then?
Because that's a good point. But it was because there's 3 points. Okay, alright, fair enough.
Just leave it at gold.
Thank you, Temperance. Because the app needs it.
Oh, okay.
My accountant. The app accountant. Anyway,
so I had just been counting or doing your finances. You had one of these, what are those guys?
Little Fizzes?
Abacus.
Abacus, you got your little abacus out and you're just Well, kind of tries to initiate conversation with you.
And Temperance is looking over at you and just
what would she even have asked me about?
Why don't you just leave that call?
She probably wanted to know. So, how'd you get here? You don't really know
what you're teleported.
Okay. How did you teleport?
Via a spell.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
it was really fun. Quite good. Would recommend it, but...
So, what are you doing here?
That's literally it. I want a bag of holding, and I want a boat that I can fold up, and then I want to go live in the ocean. That's me. I'm a simple man with simple pleasures.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, yeah. I dig it. Would you like
Would you like some chocolate? She's like a little pouch of chocolate.
I don't believe in chocolate. It's very fattening.
Oh, okay. And she eats some herself. Looks a bit down. And it just continued on like that.
Yeah.
The whole afternoon with you doing your abacus and fucking counting your old.
Oh my God. With enough kindness to keep her on the line. Not enough to get her in.
Oh my God.
Welcome to stealing my 20 gold, bitch.
Gilwan has like those really small spectacles that just sit at the end
There's
of the nose.
There's more than one way to kill a person.
Steal their heart and make them long
20 gold
you.
Worth of hurt.
I feel as though this is much more like this is
crueler
than
yes.
20 gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the killing her. Also, yes. Anyway.
Oh my God!
So, let's go meet the lady with the thing about the bag of holdings. So, what if she could just get us one? We could pay her for it.
Right.
Well, that is an option.
Do you guys want to go to dinner here first or?
Oh, no, I just want to go to the
bar. Alright, okay, you guys make your way to the Crooked
Temperance. Temperance has a cookie on the way out. If they have any. Just like
if they have any.
Like a small pastry. That is what she's bought.
Oh, and I tipped that Sarai lady, like, a piece of gold.
A piece of gold.
I don't know, I'm like a tourist, I don't know how to tip.
Okay.
Also, she got me that flower, and that was nice.
That's adorable.
So good for her. Alright.
You guys head over to the Crooked Anchorage, your favorite place, Gilwan.
Before Temperance goes in, she takes like a big breath and then okay.
It's not as busy as when you guys were here last time.
It's a weekday.
It's a weekday. It's also yeah. Like it's before dinner. People, this seems like an establishment you come to after dinner. And kind of looks around. And doesn't see anyone, and she just says, "Let's just go take a seat, and we'll wait for her."
Can you describe this woman to us?
Well, she's tall.
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, and then Temperance kind of gestures like,
something like that. You guys all look the same to me.
Okay.
Is she a tiefling?
No.
Is she like?
What do you mean
like
all
look
the same to you? What does that mean?
Tall people.
Oh, I see.
I'm
okay.
Small. You're all very tall.
I feel like we look very different.
Yeah, but your height, I can't really... There's no differentiating it. It's just you guys are just...
Okay, so we're all just, like, all tall.
Big,
right?
You know? Yeah. she's tall. She's got sort of, like, brown hair. Obviously darker than mine. She's also usually dressed in your average black attire, kind of like I was. She looks a little bit more well-off than me, I suppose.
We look very well-off right now.
Any distinguishing features?
She's got...
A crooked eye.
She's actually missing one of those eyes, yeah. She wears her hair in front of it, so you can't really tell.
Oh, okay, that's probably...
And yeah, she's pretty, like, got long limbs.
Is she, like, friendly, or is she, like... Cannibal.
She's a bit standoffish. I mean, if you pay her money, she'll do whatever for you, but she's self-serving as fuck, you know?
Well, that's just not
okay,
the
well,
way to
I
be.
Will, I will also keep a lookout.
Roll perception, both of you.
Really just, you should really do it because you want to, not because you're being paid
Good.
Or because someone persuaded you.
18.
You don't see anyone as of yet.
I got like a 13, which is not really good.
Kind of looks over to one of the tables and sees people. Anyone who is in here is kind of eating food now.
It's
rich pub food from the looks of it.
Can I sit down somewhere, wherever, honestly, just...
I thought we were sitting.
Oh, do we sit down already?
You guys are just standing talking. How about you guys go sit? Do you want to sit at a table or a booth?
I want a booth. I'm going to intimidate someone out of a booth if I can't.
Okay.
There is booths free.
Damn it, alright.
Why are we...
I'm getting antsy.
Okay.
I hate
booth.
This place.
There's a booth.
I
know.
Good.
Everyone's
right.
Wearing their tacky.
I'm sitting
really.
Down and I'm going to sit really frumpily because I'm fucking annoyed.
You like take up a whole...
The whole row.
Whole couch.
Yeah.
You
two can have the opposite side. It's only fair. So you get to look
kind of just looks expectantly to you as you're like lounging majestically on this cushion.
What does she want?
No, she's just
you.
Looking at you.
Wow.
You.
Wow, B. What does she want? You. Just straight on it.
Ugh.
Oh my God. Okay. It takes you about an hour. You guys order some
food, just the roast of the day. Oh, okay. Garden salad, you get a garden salad.
I rolled a one for my abs. I want those abs. I'm gonna take care of myself.
Well, Tempest was like more than happy to take care of.
Yes, why
not? He is a string bean.
Well, then you need some protein, son. No, I
don't. Half elves are different.
Okay? We have different.
We just eat dust, nutrients, sunbeams.
Sunbeams.
Photosynthesize. Oh my god. Well, Tempest is more than happy to take your share.
Okay, you order the roast of the day and you and kind of dig in. He's poking sadly at a really gross looking wilted salad.
That's not fair.
You rolled one on your abs, baby. This is what having shit abs does.
So one on your abs like weeks ago means that I get shitty salad. Fuck you.
This place isn't really known for salads, so they give you what they can in terms of salads.
This place is fucking so uncivilized.
This place is a lot of pump food. This place is very, very, This very wholehearty drinking food.
I'm sure there's a lot of seafood as well.
There's a lot of seafood. There's a lot of...
I'm still doing a little bit of meat.
Beef. Did you want to order? You don't have to order the salad.
Not having a salad.
Oh my god!
Steal some of her meat. The principle of the thing.
You're just poking sadly at a cherry tomato.
No, I'm going to steal it.
Okay.
Sleight of hand. Twenty.
18.
There's a fight.
She doesn't notice.
Oh, you do kind of notice, but you let him have it.
Right. You would have let me have it anyway.
He has really sad puppy eyes. You can't do anything against that.
That was really good.
Oh my god, the visual representation. Sarah just stuck out her bottom lip and had the biggest motherfucking eyes I've ever seen. Like, they bulged from her head like a sad puppy.
But everything.
My eyes.
Oh god, don't do
that. And Jim was like, you could have just asked. Temperance like turns the plate over.
His bottom, these little lip wibbles. You've actually got like a little spread. They came out. They bring some roast vegetables, some chips, and some.
Okay, so meats. She pushes the
doing the cat blink, slowly blinking at you until you give him food.
Do you want to cut it for you?
I put a roll strength check on my cutting. I got a 3.
Beautiful! You don't need to roll strength, you cut it! He's just showing off! Okay.
Okay.
Limp wristed trying to cut, it won't work. Alright, this is a really intense food fight.
She leans over and like cuts his.
Kind of just kind of. Picks up a chip and just puts it in her mouth and just looking between the two of them like, what the fuck? Who are these people?
I'm a delicate flower.
You're very much a delicate flower.
I had people to cut my meat before. I'm very good at stabbing, not at cutting. Anyway, so, been an hour. Is this lady here yet?
Yeah, it's been an hour. You guys have eaten. You're kind of now just having drinks.
Did 22
you perception. Having water.
You're both drinking your water then? Are you having anything to move?
She is definitely having water.
Oh, okay. you're pinging from that coffee.
I don't want to drink. It's my best bad for you.
Okay. Okay. 22 on perception.
Kaina is also drinking water.
Good girl.
Pat her on the head.
Pat her on the head. Aww. She hasn't earned that yet. Okay.
As you see her duck out under the table, she kind of something catches her eye.
Is this Liara or Kaina?
I know, you guys don't have the aura yet.
She dug under the table, calm down.
Yeah, she does. She slips, because she's in, you guys are in a booth, so she slips under as to not get Temperance up. Okay. So she slips under the table, you see her slip away, and you see her
crossing my legs.
I'm concerned. Heading outwards toward, not the main entrance, it looks like a back entrance through the kitchen. You mm-hmm. see her approach this person she's described.
Okay.
And they lean down to her and there's some whispering.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And she looks towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she looks back towards Liara. And Liara nods her head. And
this is how we die.
And everyone roll initiative. No.
13.
Bitch, that's a joke.
16.
I mean, 21, so.
Y'all are approached by this Liara and she just slips in casually.
I'm gonna move
next to you.
Yes, yeah, I'll make room.
And Kaina just pops up.
She was the one I was waiting for.
Across from
so.
Her, and she's just puts her chin on her hands, and just says, "You guys are interested in a sale I made."
Ah, you're very interested. But first of all, let's skip all of that. I'm Gilbert Melandian, rogue by nature and by nurture.
I don't really care.
Well, you should care, because I'm pretty important. That's temperance. And this is how you do a deal. You
you're only important to me if you got the gold to prove it.
Well, that's really fucking edgy of you. Look, I don't really need... I'm not... Look, first of all, let's all just run with persuasion.
Roll persuasion on that, bitch.
I got a 20.
Well, good.
So, first of all...
Shoots daggers at you nonetheless.
Howdy. So, I'm just having this thing where we have manners. So let's try that first. I'm happy to pay you if you've got information that's useful, but I'm not going to just pay you up front for enough of sitting down with me. If anything, you should pay me for the honor. So, let us take it back a step. You solved a bag holding to some stone circle people, correct?
Yes.
So you stole it from Hal, right?
Well, yes. That's what I was paid for.
Right. Kaina, you're friends with this lady, but she stole from your friend. Is that what's happened?
I mean... He's my friend, but it's kind of honor amongst thieves, you know.
Isn't that you don't steal from your friends?
Yeah, but Hal isn't a thief.
But he's your friend. Are you friends with Hal, or is this are you just...
No.
You don't have friends? Because you've got a lovely personality. I don't know why you don't have friends.
Okay, then.
So you stole from the crazy man. That's great. And then you gave it to some creepy-ass people for money. How much?
Like 800 gold.
That's pathetic. You could have gotten so much more than that. That's a pathetic amount. Honestly. Do you think you can get it back and give you 1,500?
1,500, you say?
Yes.
I'll need half of that up front.
Nope.
Well then, I guess the deal's off.
I'm not going to give you half of that up front. That's like, what, 750 gold? That's like exactly what you got for... You could just run off with that and get exactly the same amount back, so...
I'm a woman of my word.
But seeing as we've never had made a deal with you before, we can't really trust.
Can I insight check her?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh, it's five.
Oh, insight check that.
Six.
That is...
Whatever, like, conceptions you had about her, you have still.
Yeah.
It's 21 insight.
She's shady, but you can just see that she's kind of all about business. And her business is taking things from other people.
I'm kind of a bit iffy about also paying half up front, but it seems like she can do her job.
Well, thank you for saying that in front of her.
Okay. This is all the discussion here, so we want to, like...
Can I ask your opinion?
I've got nothing to hide.
Do you think we could get the bag back ourselves? I'm guessing you're going to say no, because you want the sweet 1,500 gold.
You're welcome to try.
Well, that sounds very promising. Okay. How big an organization is it? What do you know about them?
They're a group of about 100 drow, by the look of it.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of drow.
They, just from what I saw when I was taken in to give them the bag, they kind of have a front. And there is something...
Mm-hmm.
There's something underneath they're
so,
hiding.
So, just to confirm, what was I going to say? I had a point. So did you steal it and then just sell it to whoever was the highest bidder? Or did you steal it specifically?
I was told to get it.
By them?
Yes.
By who?
By a woman named Aira.
Oh, man. Okay. Also, do you drink? Do you eat? Do you do those bodily functions?
Well, yes.
Would you like, why are you food? So for your time, at least, for talking. How about that? For this conversation, so pretty much what we've already had, so I'm being nice.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Sick, alright. So yeah, not anything too expensive, no lobster, no fucking expensive wines. Keep it together. What? Anything off the entree menu.
Just gets water and...
Okay.
Another serving of meats.
Cool, alright, that's fine. Well, at least, you know, since honor and whatever, and if you've apparently stole from this thing from this person, how about... I'll give you a bag that's really cool, and then you can... That's not going to work.
Oh, yeah, you guys have the bag of devouring.
You do. I was going to say, could you slip in, have no one notice, and put the bag, a different bag in, and come back out?
I'm not touching that bag. I know exactly what that is. I am not touching that.
Well, shit.
Do you want to slip in with me?
I'll have it.
Well, I slip in a lot of places. We could go as a 3. That could be good. Because if you know the place, you know the people, know what we're dealing with. Would we have to fight? Is everyone of all the 100, are they all like rack'em sock'em kind of people, or are they little like clever bitches?
They're the clever bitches.
So they do all the books.
They've got books, they've got magic.
So they've got books at us. Right.
They're particularly fond of rendering you stupid, pretty much.
That's really fun.
Yeah, and then feeding you to whatever they're trying to maintain down there.
Well, like, I'm more than happy to accompany you, but I'm not very good on the sneakies.
True that. Well, we could
always offer a diversion.
That is something. Is there anything that I could do that would, like, stop people from getting anywhere? Or, like, you know, is there any way that I could... Like, what... Do you know of any weakness? I don't want to kill anyone. That's not what I'm about. So anything that I could just do against these guys? You know, should trouble come my way, I could like stall people for as much as I could.
Those things you summoned certainly put the fear into people.
Yes, but the thing is, if they come closer, they might die.
I don't see any problem with that because that's like a self-defense situation.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming at us. That's just to protect you. And like, they did get scared by it, so they didn't go into it, so maybe that'll scare them off again.
Look, you look like a holy woman.
Very much.
Really. Got the regular amount of holes, don't be rude.
They're not really fond of your type there.
I gathered as much last time I went.
So even if you went and kicked up a fuss about what they're trying to do.
Go praise the sun.
Oh my god, go do that. Go be like, ooh, full Dora in their upper chamber area.
We're all inside both of you. Intelligence, both of you.
Oh, but, okay.
Straight intelligence?
Yeah, because she's Dora.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a 19. Plus nothing, because I'm an idiot.
Yes, I got a 17 straight. I have plus zero as well.
I'm an Leora. Just go praise the sun in the thing.
Leora just says, well, if you were to bring the sun into them, that would surely knock them back. They don't do well in sunlight drow. Do you ever see them walking around the day?
Now that you mention it, no.
They don't like sunlight. You'd be in there. When I
definitely
gather.
Bring them to the sun. I will bring the sun.
There you go. And they'll be
well, if that's your jam, do it. Go ahead, bring them the sun.
She's very... Temperance is very proud right now. She's like, I can bring them the sun.
I can bring them the sun. And so you can... That's what I mean. That's what it seems... I'm just trying to help as like a friend. Trying to
now, darling. You realize... If you bring them the sun, there's a chance that they could die. Is that going to be okay with you?
I'd rather they didn't.
Well, you
but
have
if
to
it
make
comes
peace
to
that,
that,
buddy.
If it comes to that...
If they can't take the sun, then they should stay out of the sun. That's my motto.
You really want to do this tonight?
No, I think we should take a break. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Want to sleep on?
Oh, wait, we slept. That was today. I don't remember.
No, that was...
All you did today was you woke up, you went and sold your ship, you went to the Howls.
Yeah, so we...
Thank you, Leon.
Oh,
yes.
That's his...
Didn't you do that? No, we did that one. We did that one spell, didn't we? She did that spell.
Yeah, you guys did do that.
So I don't know if she can do that again.
I can do one more, but I can only do one or the other.
Well, seeing as you fought them, from what I gather with your speaking about...
I mean, I totally...
Maybe
it's
not...
I really stabbed one in the chest.
Maybe
that.
It's not the best idea to go in. If we could disguise ourselves like them, that'd be good. I might try
I stole
some...
two robes.
You have
a... I have some
robes?
Of the robes. Yes.
Nice. We could probably use those.
Yes. I can look like a...
Because if...
I mean, I'm an elf, so...
If our tiefling friend here were to cause a nice distraction, we might be able to sneak in wearing those robes.
Yeah, we can just back in and be like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Oh, the sun. And then back away and then scoot.
And then kind of says, I don't want to leave you on your own, though. And she, like, looks towards Temperance and she's just like...
I mean, you're more than welcome to come with me.
Sit on my shoulders.
I
praise the sun with her.
That's an idea.
Well, if it comes to it as... there might be some fighting, so...
I'm good in a fight.
Okay, then...
They would be fighting Dolora, because they don't like it. And that's mean, to Dolora.
Yeah, just... If it comes to that, then...
Their whole practice is pretty much fighting Dolora.
if it comes to that, then it will fight, but...
All I know is that they're trying to... unleash some kind of eldritch abomination onto the world.
I don't like any of those words.
It doesn't sound very good too.
Abomination. Eldritch. None of them are good.
I think they worship something, but they don't really say it out loud. Like, that's an underground sort of they do in the privacy of their own holes. Liar.
I mean, justice. I can empathize with that. Not mentioning and worshipping in holes privately. That sounds like that's very understandable.
That was all. I phrased that a bit weird.
That's okay. It's probably just the water. So, let's all confirm. What do you do? Do you stab? Do you spell? What's the deal?
I use a bit of spellcraft. I use a bit of stabbing, you know?
A bit of both.
A bit of both.
Cool. I'm quite good at stabbing. That's really all I can
do. Well, then we're a good pair of stabby, sneaky bastards.
And talking. And well, sneaking is... I'm more of a showman.
Alright. Did you want to do this tomorrow? If we do it during the day, then that's technically them at a disadvantage.
But that's them inside. But like, but that would mean they have to come outside.
Yeah, which they can't. Oh, no. But then if we're trying to escape and they're all outside in the dark.
Yeah, if we need to make an expeditious retreat,
we could do it like
running out into a sunny street is much better than.
That does make sense.
And we can get a nice snooze, and it'd be great.
We can work on our tans.
Temperance looks at herself. I think I'm okay.
What are your stakes in this? You want the 1500 gold? Is that what
I'd love that gold.
Alright. Well, if I'm going with you, I feel like that's... I'm going to be doing the work. I'll still pay more than they paid you. 1300? But if we're going with you, that's not really... I'm not going to pay you. That's like the...
Yeah, 1300 sounds about right.
That's fair. Because that's how much I was willing to... That's how much you can get.
Pretty much. I've kind of been looking for a chance to get in there because I know they've probably got some powerful magical artifacts down there.
Oh, yeah, totally. You can have whatever you can carry.
Sounds great. I plan to.
Don't fuck us over, so that's my only requirement.
Hey, if someone pays me more, it's just business.
Okay, if they offer to pay you more, though, that's my issue.
Question.
They're not going to try and pay you more, are they?
I don't know if when fighting me that they're going to be like, look, money.
Okay.
Question. These people in the stone circle, do they have any ties to, like, authority? Because, like, does that mean, like, if we do something...
I think the authority figure is in this town, and that would be the dragon who owns this fucking island.
Mm-hmm.
She isn't fond of their activities, especially, like, the people under her aren't fond of the activities. The rumors.
Does the dragon be like, hey, wanna help out?
There's no real concrete evidence. You guys would have to go all the way up to the mountain. Do you wanna really do that?
I just wanna talk to a dragon.
So do you think by, you know... causing some commotion with these guys, it would be doing the city a favor, or...?
Probably. From what I've heard, they've got plans.
But no one else is doing anything about it?
I'm just gonna inside check it. Just in case. Not for good. 15.
From my perspective, yeah, doing the city a favor. It's not very high priority for her, but...
Inside check.
You're doing the city a favor.
I got like a 16, so you're pretty much the same.
Yeah, same.
Or 14. Alright, so... Cool. Well, how about this? I'm gonna just say, pretty please, don't fuck us over. Pretty please. You'll get all of the money at
when
the
job's
end.
Done. When the job's done, then you can worry about me fucking over. I'm probably like when we're in the midst of a job, I'm gonna stick with you guys.
You be cool until we get out, or I swear to God, I'll kill you. Okay,
no, I'm not gonna.
Cool. All right, then we're good. Everything's great. Otherwise, I'll stick you in the bag of holding. Fantastic. I'm sorry, bag of devouring.
And speaking of,
we stuck a bunch of trash in it.
Did you do that earlier?
We put a bunch of different stuff in it. It didn't eat all the trash, did it?
Okay, just like keep feeding it. Keep shoveling bits into its face.
Okay, so I'll say the food scraps that we have on the table. And just like, chuck it into the bag. Slide it into the bag.
It's like a pet dog. With the horrible...
Is it once per...
Abomination.
Once we don't know. We'll just... Whenever I want a meal, I'm just going to drop the plate now or something.
Temperance says not put the plate into the devouring bag.
Aww. Crunch, crunch, crunch. I kind of want to go for a ride.
Yeah. Oh my god. As you guys, regroup...
Mm-hmm.
And you... Not regroup. You guys head part ways. It's about 8.
Mm-hmm.
After having dinner and chatting with Leora.
She just says, I'll meet you. Actually, you know what? Satsu's den is closed. I'll meet you by the entrance of Satsu's den.
Alright.
Okay.
Sure.
Alright. Tomorrow morning, what time you guys be up?
Let's say 11. 11's a nice late time.
Alright, 11?
Well, I mean, I want to sleep in. I woke up at 5:30 today. Fuck you all.
Okay, okay, jeez.
I saw my ship today, and also we fought some people, and also this has happened.
Yeah.
Yes, we did a
lot. I'm so tired. Jesus Christ.
Little Gilwin. Carry him home. He's a sleepyhead. It's like a toddler. He's over. He's been awake too long.
Okay, fine. All right, so.
That's a natural 20 on strength. She's picked you up.
Oh, Jesus. Cool. I'll see you tomorrow.
It's adorable. God damn it.
A bridal carry.
I'm a fucking murderer. I've killed so many people.
And as you guys head off, Kaina also waves and then darts off into the streets.
I'll say with that natural 20, she also picked up Kaina on the shoulder.
Oh, God.
And you're carrying her.
As in, like, when we left, and then she would have gone.
Yeah, she's darted off. Okay. You carried them both. Now they're darting off. Oh, Gilwin's like asleep with his thumb in his mouth.
There.
You've had a long day, Gilwin. You've had a big day. You get her, you put Gilwin to bed.
She kind of just like
in his cot.
Him down onto the.
And yeah, you guys are back at
he's a responsible adult.
Mayor's the fucking rest, and you guys just, you know,
go to sleep.
I somehow end up naked by the morning.
Oh my god.
Progressively undressing myself in my
sleep. Strip.
I used to do that when I was a kid. I used to, like, my friends would, like, put me to bed and be like, why are you naked? I'm like, I don't know.
TMI with Sarah.
I was a kid, what? Anyway.
Thanks for listening.
I rolled a natural 20 on nothing.
Thank you for listening stripping to this sleep. Episode. It's been embarrassing for everybody.
It was not for Temperance.
It was pretty embarrassing for Gilmore.
Do you have any ideas for party names?
Party names.
Send them on in.
At Roll for Regret.
Yeah, Roll for Regret.
Four for the four.
Four for four. So we love you.
There's three of us, except you're the fourth.
Oh.
Audience.
We love you. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out somewhere.
Speak to you next time.
Leave some little words.
Okay, stop.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.